All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's more than bewildering and frustrating to look at where we are. I have been a person who has been saying we're spending too much money on military. We need to somehow downgrade our military. We don't, you know, the threats that, you know, we had in the Cold War are no longer those threats. And, you know, now people may ask, well, Earl, what do you think now? You know, you see we could be on the precipice of a world war, a nuclear war. And, you know, people may again say, well, you're over-exaggerating. We're not going, this is not going to be a major war. It's not going to be a nuclear war. And, you know, we don't know. Once you're in a war, you don't know which way things turn. But I want to ask the audience, if you've got a son or a daughter, and if you think it's okay, if you think it's the right move to send troops into Ukraine. I personally do not think it is. We just got out of two wars, longest wars that this nation has ever been involved in Afghanistan and Iraq. And here we are again. And I'm hearing other people say, well, Joe Biden doesn't show any courage or intestinal fortitude. You know, our troops should be, at the border. And yeah, we need to be helping out Ukraine. And this is way too early. And I don't know, you know, it's easy for people who sit back and don't have sons and daughters in the fight and their lives aren't on the line. You know, it's easy to say send our troops, support the troops, but send the troops. To send the troops into Ukraine, knowing what Russia is doing right now, is an open door to World War III. And any of you who think that we should send our young men and daughters into Ukraine right now, I'd ask you, would you send yours? Because right now, you know, what Ukraine is asking for is weaponry. And part of what Vladimir Putin is saying has been one of the reasons why he's there is that the United States has been arming Ukraine and that's become a threat to Russia. You know, at some point in time, we've got to look at our foreign policy. And, you know, the things that are done in your and my name in our foreign policy, we don't know anything about. And I don't know if we have a right to know about what's happening with foreign policy. I know what I think about it. I think it certainly is important that our nation, that the people of our nation are aware of what decisions are being made in our name that will impact and affect our lives. But do we need to know every step of what is happening, in the hierarchy of our government? Well, if you go back and look at historically at some of the things that have led us to war and bloodshed and our treasure, the nation's treasure, being spent and wasted. You know, there have certainly been some decisions that have been made that are not right, that are not in the best interest of our nation and not in the best interest of our people. And yet we are made and told to trust those who are making those decisions. Only later on in life do we find out that many of those decisions that were made led us into wars that we shouldn't have been in the first place. It is a tough, tough call. It really is. Because, yeah, maybe there are some things that we're better off not knowing. But if one of those things is that behind the scenes, you know, we find out that anything that Vladimir Putin is saying or China is saying about the fact that we are arming these other nations, you know, they are just as guilty. They arm other nations themselves, their allies. But, you know, halfway around the world, that we are arming those people to defend themselves. I think it opens the door for the American citizens to question, you know, why those things are happening. It is not our place anymore. We are not going to be the gatekeepers of the world anymore. Those times have passed. You know, when are we going to realize that the nation, that the world is not ours anymore? It doesn't belong to us. And these other nations are coming up and they're realizing that we have had enough of this. We want to be free. We want to make decisions that are in the best interests of our people. And we don't want to have to be beholding to the power brokers of these other nations across the globe. That time is coming. And it's time that our nation and the people of our nation realize that we aren't going to be in control. And it's all right. It's all right that we don't, that nations don't tremble anymore when the name of the United States is mentioned. And what is there to gain by that? Now, maybe there was a time, a different time when there was some benefit from that. But there's certainly no benefit from that anymore. And the fact that we are at this point right now where we are faced with this uncertainty, I just wonder how we're gonna handle it, how Joe Biden, because again, it's in his lap. And whatever you think about Joe Biden, you know, almost 80 years old, having to deal with the pressures of making decisions. He won't make them alone, but he will be the final arbiter of where we go with this. And right now, I'm kind of, from what I've heard thus far, you know, I'm with him, and I'm with him whatever decision he makes, because he's the president of the United States, and it's always been historically that the decisions that were made. Listen, when George Bush Jr. made the decision to go into Afghanistan and Iraq, people in this country who are Democrats said, we are with you. We support you. Even though there were some who didn't think it was the right move, they said, once we are making this decision at war, then we're not going to be divided. The only way that we can possibly go into war is when we are united. And yet, here we are. with Republicans. Donald Trump. I'm going to talk a little bit when Sandy gets here about Donald Trump and what Donald Trump and other Republicans have been saying about this. We've got to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to get into where we really are. A time that I think many of us thought had passed. I honestly, maybe naively, believed that this time had passed because of the threats of nuclear weapons. I would have never imagined what we are looking at right now. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.